I like board games. I've always liked them. And growing up in the 60s and into the 70s, as a kid, we'd play board games all the time. One in particular I really liked was the game Trouble. And it was a game kind of like Sorry, where if somebody landed on you as you're moving around the board, you had to go back to your base. And so you lost a spot. You lost advancement. And so yeah, that's what, and was kind of cool in the game. There's this pop-o-matic thing that you used that made it just so cool. You never lost the dice. It stayed in that bubble all the time. Well, we come to this passage of scripture today as we've been looking at Elijah, and he's going to be confronted by Ahab. But we move from what we talked about last time, where this guy Obadiah, who was a guy who was supportive of the prophets of Israel, but he was kind of doing it on the down low. So we see this conversation that Elijah had sent him. Sent Obadiah to Ahab to say, "I'll meet with you. I'll see you." And so, verse 16 of 1 Kings chapter 18 says this: "So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah." And so, we now have this man who has been searching high and low for this prophet as if he's going to do something against him when Elijah is in the safest place possible, and that's in the hand of God. But we come to verse 17. It says, "When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, 'Is it you, you troubler of Israel?'" And that noun form of that Hebrew verb that means to trouble or to bring calamity is here translated troubler. And there's times when this Hebrew word is used to mean viper or asp or snake. So a troubler would be another way of saying this: "Is that you, you sorry snake in the grass?" And so, in other words, Ahab is no doubt not thinking much of Elijah. In fact, he hates him. He has total a lack of respect for him. And to him, the prophet is a snake. It's interesting how your biases can make you view people and what they believe in such a way. And so you're the person that's bringing all the trouble to land. And so there's all this trouble, and you're the reason. So 3 years without a drop of rain, every brook has dried up. Elijah makes his way from Zarephath to Ahab's palace. He must have walked around skeleton after skeleton of many animals. The stench of death is everywhere. And in the midst of all that, he's the one that's being blamed. So King Ahab meets this prophet with anger, and he spits out, "You trouble of Israel, you sneaky snake." You think about the courage that it took for Elijah to go to Ahab, the faith that it took for him to walk and confront him. But he's been through some stuff already, that training by the brook and the things that he was dealing with in Zarephath. So he's learned. And I think that's something that you, as you are going through your life, there's going to be hard things that you go through that will prepare you, that you can have conversations that you never would have been able to have before. But now that you've grown up, now that you've gone through that stuff, you're stronger. And so he's got the audacity to go right to Elijah and say what he says. And we see verse 18, the response. "And he answered, 'I have not troubled Israel, but you have, and your father's house, because you have abandoned the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baals.'" So don't blame me for what's happening. God brought this drought of judgment because of the people like you. You're the reason we haven't had rain. And God has held back the heavens because you've broken his commandments. You've forsaken him. You worship idols. But Elijah didn't back down one inch. And his message was severe because Ahab had been shamelessly disobedient. He broke the first commandment, Exodus 20, verse 3, "You shall have no other gods before me." And Ahab needed to know that the God of heaven is the supreme ruler. And Elijah's ready to prove it. And so there's going to be a showdown. Verse 19. "Now therefore, send and gather all Israel to me at Mount Carmel, and the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table." And so he offers a plan. He says, "Let's see, let you assemble, get this group." So he not only rebukes him, but he orders him to assemble all those prophets of both Baal and Asherah. And those are the prominent deities or idols of the day in Israel. And look at that number. 850 total. And they had gotten to the place where they could eat at the queen's table. That's a lot. They're welcomed in the very court of the king. And so this is the beginning of a showdown. Talk about it. This isn't no game. You know, I think about the game Trouble I was just mentioning. You go back. Israel has gone back. There's been trouble. But there's going to be a turning point. And so today, are you playing games with God? Is he a priority in your life? Are you willing to follow him, be obedient to him? It's true trouble for, especially for us as Christians, if we're not walking with God. Turn today. Follow the true God. His name is Jesus.